Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'm so glad to be on the radio again to talk to you guys. This is www.bbsradio.com. Tonight I was going to talk about love, compassion, kindness, forgiveness of ourselves, to be in touch with ourselves. We must find love within ourselves. And the way to find love within ourselves is to go deep inside. One of the first messages that I got was that we need to love ourselves compassionately, and we must forgive ourselves for anything that might have happened in our lives that either we know about or we don't know about. So the way that I did that was that when God touched me, when he removed all my ailments from me, what I did was I was loving myself more and more, and understanding that God was inside of me as well as outside of me. And to be compassionate with ourselves is extremely important. We also need to find kindness within ourselves. It's so important because without kindness, we can't be kind to other people. And so the way that we open up is find love within ourselves in the deepest, most part of our body through meditation, through love of self. Just by saying love of self is a combination to start the ball rolling. It's so important to understand that love means everything. Love is the universe. Love is God. Love is ourselves. Love is our wives, our spouses, our friends, whatever the case may be. So it's extremely important to get into touch with that. Doing meditation will bring you closer and closer to your own self. The true self is within ourselves, and it's the deepest part of our body, which is where God resides, and that is in our heart and also in our gut. I believe that when we do breathe into our gut and open ourselves, we are opening ourselves up to the universe, to God, to everything that is good and kind within us. I've been doing this for about 30 years now, and I find it to be truly a remarkable way of getting in touch with ourselves. You know, it's interesting that when we get in touch with ourselves, the truth is always there, and it's really important to get in touch with the truth and to live our truth. To be able to heal people, we need to be able to touch the truth within ourselves. We need to be able to touch the divine within ourselves. And I had about 35 or 40 phone calls last week. I was giving my sayings, messages from the Most High. And those messages I will repeat again tonight. I'm sorry that so many people called and said, hey, you're going a little bit too fast. So I will repeat those messages to you. And please write them down. I am putting them into book form. And the book will be called Messages from the Most High. I'm putting together an internet right now, so people will be able to contact me, and I will be able to call them at home and to be able to work with them over the phone and to be able to perform whatever we need to do to make you guys better. I'm really looking forward to doing that. The next thing we need to talk about is to be centered in our mind. It's so important. It's important for the mind and thought. The thought is, of course, it has to be pretty pure. We can't think of things that are not pure. We must think of things that are divinely inspired. The way to get in touch with the most important part of ourselves is to be divinely inspired, either by reading the Torah, the New Testament, the Quran, whatever the case may be, to be able to get in touch with who we are. It doesn't matter what time of the day, but please pick up those books and read them. They are the highway of goodness and life. The other thing is that we, in time, through meditation, through reading, through prayer, we will open up to the universe. We're open up to it now. We just don't realize it until we start praying and meditating and getting in touch with the divine. And the way to get in touch with the divine in ourselves is through love and light within ourselves. It's so important, so people that need to be any kind of work that we can do tonight, please don't hesitate. We can take all the messages we can tonight. I'll be more than happy to help you and heal you as much as I possibly can. The other part is that the spirit that we have, even if it's been shattered, even if it's been beaten out of us or taken from us or whatever the case may be, it's always there. It feels like it might be taken. It feels like it might be shattered, but it's always there. The spirit is always within us. Let it soar. Get in touch with it through love. It is always there. Love will make it profound. Love will give it a lot of easement, and you'll be able to soar with your own spirit. It's very important to understand that healing comes from within, and that is always given by God. It's given by us. It's done profoundly to be able to allow us to heal each other in a most profound way and a most efficient way, and that is through God. I know that I talk a lot about God, but God has given me so much that I've got to tell you that it's real. His feelings are real. I'm not a preacher. I don't prefer to be a preacher. But what I'm saying is that spiritually there's nothing higher. There's nothing more important than getting in touch with the divine. Again, we talked about this last week. A lot of people get in touch with the Raphael or Uriel or Gabriel. They get in touch with always the main angels. And what we're doing by that is that we are in control at that particular point. What we need to do is to connect to the higher self, the absolute highest, to the universe and God. God will send you anybody that you need. When you ask for Uriel and Gabriel and Raphael, yes, you'll get them. But it's not the divine. It's not God. It's not what you're looking for. You're seeking the most high point that you can absolutely reach. And that point is God. There's nothing higher. There's nothing more profound. And there's nothing more simpler than to get in touch with the divine. And he will help you with whatever you need. He will send to you anybody that he chooses, not that what we choose. And that's an important part of the lesson. A lot of us choose that we will choose and make the right choices, and some of us will not make the right choices. The way that I got around that is to connect right to the divine. I don't want to take any chances with when I talk to people, when I'm working with them, my mind has to be clear. It has to be very pinpointed clear, and I have to be extremely grounded, and the way to do that is to connect to the self, to connect to the love, the grounding, everything that is good on this planet, everything that is good in heaven. We need to contact that, and we need to work it at its highest level. Again, the highest level is Hashem. King David said that in his Psalms. Hashem means his name. And what we need to do basically is to stay in tune, stay in contact, stay within ourselves, learn to call upon him and ask him, please, please help me. Please help a person that I might be working with. The word please is extremely important. It shows a sense of compassion. It shows a sense that you're really connecting with the divine. The messages that I gave last week and a couple weeks ago, let me repeat those, and I will try to make it as simple as I possibly can for you, and I'll try to do it as slow as I possibly can. The first saying that I ever got was, the truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul, of never-ending love to myself. Is somebody on the phone?
Yes, hi, Steve.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sandra up in Ohio.
Oh, hi, Sandra. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Oh, and I love tonight's show. This is great.
Thank you. Thank you.
The reason I'm calling, I don't know if you're doing any on-air healing work.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. I was hoping that you could possibly help my mother.
Sure.
She's, and I'll put her on the phone in just a minute, but she's about 80 years old, and she
yes.
has a number of problems. She's on a walker and mainly in a hospital bed here.
Yes.
But her what seems to be her most difficult issues are anemia caused by a chromosomal problem that she developed in the bone marrow in the last
yes.
year,
right.
as well as a form of lupus that's attacking her joints. They're all deformed and gnarled.
Okay.
She has congestive heart failure and a number of other things, but the first two things, myelodysplastic syndrome, which is the bone marrow issue, and the lupus seem to be the most difficult for her right now.
Has she been able to walk at all?
Well, she has a fairly deformed hip and knee and ankle on one side. Her toes are all bent and crossed over. We have
mm-hmm.
to have special shoes for her. Yeah, and
okay.
she... And that leads to weakness. But if it would help, I could put her on the phone. I think she would like to
sure.
talk with you. Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
What is her name?
Her name is Verna.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Verna.
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve Barish.
No, how are you?
I'm doing okay. The important question is how are you doing?
Oh, I guess I'm as well as can be expected for almost 80 years old.
Well, God bless you. I'm making a connection with you. I've been connected with you for the past 40 seconds. What I'm doing is I'm clearing you out. I've been seeing a lot of dark in you. I just made a connection to your heart, and that energy is going through your arms, is going through your abdomen. It's going to the groin area. It's going to your legs right now and coming out the bottom of your feet as we speak. Can you feel the energy flowing through your body, dear?
Yes, I can slightly.
Good. Okay, what we're going to do is just hang in there. We're sending you a lot of energy. Your heart is opening up more. What I need you to do, dear, more than anything else, is just to let go. Please let go of everything. That's it. Good. Good. Everything is being cleared. I'm watching the blood being cleared right now. That's wonderful. Good. 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 Your head should be clearing right now. Do you feel more centered?
Pardon me?
Do you feel a lot more centered?
I wouldn't say a lot.
I repeat that again, dear. I didn't hear. I'm feeling that you're a lot more centered, and I'm feeling that you're becoming a lot more grounded. You should be feeling a lot lighter right now. Can you feel that?
To tell you the truth, I feel heavy in my feet.
Right. That's because you're becoming very grounded, honey. You're becoming grounded to the earth. You haven't been that way in years. So what we're doing, dear, is to connect you right to the earth. And the earth is taking stuff out of you, and the energy is coming in through the top of you and down through the earth. And that's what I said. You're going to be feeling a lot more grounded. So you're going to feel heavy in your feet because that's the main thing that we need to do. We need to get you grounded. And we need to get you cleared. Now, your mind should be a lot clearer. Can you feel that?
Yes, I've had trouble in my head also.
Yes. Yes, we need to clear that first before we can clear the rest. The body is clearing. The body is clearing. Can you feel the energy running through your hands and your feet now? Can you feel that a lot stronger?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. Good. When's the last time you've been up walking around?
Oh, I walk around every day.
Okay, good.
Now, I can't go for too long, but I do every day.
Okay, terrific, honey. I'm so glad. What I need you to do is to do me a big favor. As you're breathing in, I want you to say, I breathe in the breath of God.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Okay. I need you to say, I breathe in the breath of God as you're breathing in.
All right.
So let's do it together. I breathe in the breath of God.
God. Yes.
Good. Good. You can feel your head opening up more. Good.
No, it's about the same.
Okay. Well, your body's being cleared right now. I'm watching the energy coming out of your body. It's actually being cleared.
Okay, I can feel it going up my head now.
Oh, yeah. I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Good. Good. How does that feel, dear?
It feels better, but not
right.
Altogether.
Well, let me tell you what I'm picking up. Number one, your voice is a lot stronger. It's a lot deeper, which means to me that you're receiving a lot of energy and you're clearing. So let's stay with it for a couple more seconds, and I breathe in the breath of God, please.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Good. Good. You're really clearing. Good. How do you feel? Your voice is getting stronger.
I do feel that better so far.
Good, honey. Good.
Now the heaviness is going up my legs.
Yes. Yes. I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
That's it. You should be able to feel that going into your hips.
I'm trying to relax.
I know. It's a lot of energy going through your body. Just let go, honey. Let go of everything. Let God do the work. I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
That's it. That's it. Good.
My head's still not clear. Clearer than it was.
Excuse me?
I said my head is not clear yet, but it's more clear than it was.
Yes, yes, yes. You have to remember, we haven't done this work,
I know it takes time.
It takes time, honey, but you're getting rid of 10 years' worth of stuff in less than 5 minutes, and that's what we're doing.
You know, it's more than 10 years.
Well, whatever it is, but that's what we're picking up. This is,
yeah.
You just got rid of 10 years' worth of stuff in less than 5 minutes. That's what I'm picking up.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do is I breathe in the breath of God, please. Let that go wherever it needs to go, honey. Don't direct it, just take it in. That's all you need to do. That's it. Is your daughter there? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, is your daughter there?
Oh, this is
yes.
The daughter.
Yeah, may I talk to your daughter just a second?
Oh, yes. Just...
Thank you.
Daddy, hurry up there.
Hello, Steve.
Hi. Are you capable of feeling the energy that's going on in the house now?
Yeah, I'm up on the next floor up, and I can feel it.
Yeah. Your mom's clearing a lot. Her voice is a lot heavier.
Uh-huh.
She's a lot clearer. It's going to get clearer as the night goes on. And what I've done for her is I'm teaching her how to breathe in the breath of God, and that alone will heal her. What I've told her to do is just let everything go. And if you can help her with that, I think that would really, really help her a lot. She's on her way to be being a lot better.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Pass her back, and I just want to say goodbye to her.
Okay. Okay.
May I say something?
Yes, dear.
I appreciate you doing this for me. I know you don't have to.
Can you you appreciate me doing this?
Yes.
Well, Ed, thank you. Thank you very much. It's very kind of you.
Yes.
Your voice is a lot stronger, and it's a lot happier. I think everybody can probably hear that in the audience. I think there's about 13 million people listening to you, so I think it's a wonderful thing. You sound
much better. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Have a good night, honey. You should be able to get a lot better very soon.
Okay.
Make sure you do that breath.
Pardon me?
Make sure you do the breath of God.
Yes.
Okay.
I was thinking about that.
Thank you. Your daughter knows that. She'll help you with it.
Okay.
Be compassionate with yourself. Be loving with yourself, honey. Just love yourself as God loves you. Be kind to yourself as God is kind to you. And be very compassionate. And just let all the forgiveness happen. Just forgive yourself. Even though you might not, anything is the problem. Just, I forgive myself for anything that I might have done.
That's the hard part.
You know? Now, you sound an awful lot better, honey.
Okay.
You sound a lot stronger. Your voice is very clear. Your eyes should be very open. Can you feel that?
Okay. All right. And thank you again.
You're quite welcome, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's always nice talking to somebody and helping them as much as we can. I think the important thing is to live happy, but live. It's so important to live. We need to live our lives to the fullest, whatever that is. Just be happy with whatever you're doing. I think it's so important. To get back to the messages, I'll say the first one again. To me, the truth is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. The second saying is, I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. The third saying is, let's go back over that. I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. The third saying that I would give you is, be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. That's be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. Last week, before the show, I was talking to a young man in, I believe it was Sweden, and he was having some trouble, and I located the problem in his diaphragm. And I was clearing him, and he called me back about 2 minutes later and said, it's really funny, but when you were clearing me, the lights went off in my house, and the computer went off. And as soon as you hung up, the lights came back on, and the computer came back on. So if he's listening to the show, if he would call me in, I would love to talk to him to make sure that he's okay. We had to shut the energy down. He was detoxifying, and it was a little hard for him. So he asked me, at some point, could I call back and could you do that to me again? And I said, of course I would. So if he's out there, he's welcome to call in. I just want to see how he's doing. Last week we had some interesting things happen. I was working on a gentleman in California whose aura I opened up. I transferred myself to California to work on him. And we did some energy work in terms of the aura, and I opened his first level of aura to 40 feet. After that, I came back to Rochester, New York, and with the same hand, I put my hand up at 40 feet, and he could feel that energy was open at 40 feet. We did the same thing from Rochester, New York. I put my hand up, and he could feel the energy 3,000 miles away in his aura. And I told him that the aura is expressed to heaven. There is no disconnection from the aura from one person to another. We're all connected together. Hello?
Hello. Hi, Steve. This
hi.
Is Nancy.
Oh, hi, Nancy. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Very good. What can I help you with, dear?
Well, I want to see if I can receive a healing. I
sure.
have, besides chronic fatigue and a bunch of other stuff, I have open rashes that are turning into open sores that are appearing on my leg.
Okay.
The doctors have given me antibiotics and nothing's working.
Okay. Well, God bless the doctors. They're doing a great job. What we need to do, honey, the energy is going through your heart right now. You should be able to feel your heart opening up, and you should be able to feel yourself expanding in your mind already. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, dear. I'm looking through your body. You should be able to feel that energy opening up in your stomach area right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. Are you able to go into your body and see your own energy levels?
No, I haven't been
okay.
able to do that.
Take your hand, your right hand, put it over your tummy very slowly. You'll feel a tremendous amount of heat coming out of your stomach now, and you'll feel a tremendous light touching that hand. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. Let that energy transfer all through your body. Put your other hand next to the other hand.
Okay.
You are connected right to the divine right now. He is actually touching you right now. You should be able to feel that energy going all through your body.
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. Let's just stay here a minute or two. Okay. You should be able to feel that energy going through the top of your head pretty swiftly.
Yes.
Good. Can you feel it going through your feet?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Good. You have touched the center of the earth already. Okay. You should starting to feel a lot of energy through your body. Can you feel that now?
Yes, I can, a lot.
Yes. Do you feel a lot better?
Yes, I am. I am feeling better.
Good. Now, how's the energy feel through your body? Were you talking about Epstein-Barr?
Well, I've been told by other readers that I have that, but
mm-hmm.
the doctors have not confirmed it.
Okay. What we're doing is putting an awful lot of energy into your body right now. It has nothing to do with me. All I am is directed to do whatever I need to do, and that's coming right from heaven.
Okay,
you have a lot of black coming out of your body right now. I don't know if you can feel that or not, but it's really dissipating very, very quickly.
Okay.
You should be feeling a lot stronger right now.
I am.
Good. Could you get up and take a walk around? I think you'll find out that you're going to be feeling an awful lot better.
I truly am feeling better.
Good, honey.
This is awesome.
Good, honey. Good. Good. What you need to do is just thank God. Just please, Lord, thank you so much. It's all from Him, honey. All I am is a conduit. That's all I am.
Oh, thank you, God, and thank you, you.
Well, you're quite welcome. Your mind should be very clear.
It feels a lot clearer than it has been.
Okay. What I need you to do, and this is not easy to do, but you're connected to the divine right now. What I need you to do is let everything go, honey. Absolutely everything go. The three things that I got in the beginning were just to let everything go. Make no judgments. Try not to comprehend, and delete yourself from understanding. When it comes to God, when it comes to His wonderful energy, we just don't know His ways. So we need to delete ourselves from understanding, and allow Him just compassionately to go through our body. And we need to live compassionately within ourselves.
Okay.
How does that feel to you?
I feel much better.
Good. Good. I'm looking through your eyes right now, and you seem to be very, very balanced. I don't think you've been balanced in quite some time.
No, I don't think so.
How does it feel to have your eyes just balanced? How does it feel to have your body balanced that quickly?
It feels great.
Doesn't it feel wonderful?
I do.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear. That's so wonderful to hear. Now, you are, I'll tell you what's happening right now. You are grounding. So you're having a feeling of your body actually, you're probably wondering what's going on. But what's happening is that your body is grounding. The energy is coming from your head and going into your gut right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. What's happening is that you're just grounding. Allow that to happen. You haven't been here in years. You're going to feel an awful lot stronger in a few seconds. You should be breathing a lot deeper.
I am.
Yes, good, good. What's going to happen is that as you're grounding, your energy is going to be opening up more. What we need to do is think compassionately.
Okay.
We need to think of love. We need to think of everything that we can do to help ourselves and to let go. If you've heard me before, I'm always talking about letting go. We have so much stuff that we've held on with all of our lives. And the mainstay is to let everything go and be in the here and now, right now. And I'm saying for this also to a very dear friend of mine and his wife who are having the same kind of difficulty in letting go. And if they would just follow that, I think they're going to be a lot better off by just letting go and letting love fill them totally. How do you feel now?
You should feel
a lot better.
I feel fantastic.
Good, honey. Good. What you need to do is breathe in the breath of God. You've heard me talk about this before.
Yes.
Just breathe it in totally through your body. That's a miracle all in itself. We don't look at it deeply enough to realize that breathing in the breath of God is a miracle. We're all looking for a miracle, and the biggest miracle we have is that we're breathing every day and nobody actually says, thank you, God, for the breath that I take in.
Oh,
so what we're doing is we're profoundly opening up compassionately and lovingly. I breathe in the breath of God. And that'll help you out so much. Just do it. And you'll see that every day you'll be getting stronger and stronger and stronger.
And I believe that with all my heart and soul.
God bless you so much for calling me.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Anytime you need to call back, please tell your friends.
Oh, will do. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Nancy. Anyhow, what we need to do... Hello? Okay. What we need to do, actually, is we're going to continue talking about living compassionately. To live compassionately and to live lovingly is to allow yourself to breathe in whatever you need from the universe. Breathe in the breath of God, and that clears. But compassionately, we need to be compassionate with everybody around us. We all are the same. We all breathe the same. We all have energy. Trees have energy. The grass has energy. Everything has got energy. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Good evening. How are you doing?
Good evening, sir.
My name is Lyle, and I'm calling in for healing.
Okay, Lyle. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I have dark spots on the back of my legs.
Okay.
And every once in a while, I feel a pain. It's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
Okay. You've been depressed lately?
With the job that I'm at, but
okay,
you know how that goes.
Of course, of course. Okay, what I need you to do, are you sitting, Lyle?
I'm standing at the
okay,
moment.
Why don't you sit down a minute?
Okay.
Take a rest. That's it. What I need you to do, Lyle, is to let everything go. Open up your chest. It's been a long time since you've had some good deep breathing. That's it. Just unwind. That's it. You should be able to feel your heart just releasing right now. You feel light coming through your body. Can you feel the light coming into your heart, Lyle?
Yeah.
Good. Just breathe. Just relax. You just wound up too tight. Just relax. That's it. You're unwinding. Good. Good. What I want you to do is say, I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Good. Can you feel that going through the top of your head?
Yeah.
Good. Just breathe that in. That's it. Now you're expanding. Good. Just take in all that beautiful air. Just take in everything you can. Just to unstretch. That's it. Now you're opening up. Can you feel the energy flowing from one end of your body to the other?
Yes.
Good. Good. Just allow that to happen. Your chakras are opening up. Everything's opening up. Good. Good. Feel the energy going through your feet now?
Yes.
Good.
They feel a little tingly.
Yes, yes. There's a lot flowing through your body. That's it. Your energy's clearing. Good. I breathe in the breath of God.
Breathe in the breath of God.
Good, good. You've been trying too hard, Lyle. You've been trying too hard. You need to just stop trying and live. Big word, just live.
Okay, we'll try that.
Yeah, just calm down. You're relaxing now. When's the last time you've been this relaxed?
Well, with the sun, a small sun, it's hard.
Yes. What you need to do is take about 10 or 15 minutes a day. Just take some time for yourself. You and your wife are under the same kind of stress?
I'm not sure. She has stress, but with our son, he's not working at the moment.
Okay. You should be relaxing right now. Can you feel a lot of energy going through your body?
I feel some energy going through.
Good. Just allow that to go through. Allow that to clear. Your body's clearing now. You're a lot more open than you were. I'm waiting for your aura to open up and expand. You've been shut down for quite some time. Does your wife feel energy?
Oh, she's not here.
She's not there, okay. What you can do when she comes home, is she into energy? Is she into compassion and love?
Well, I'll say it like this. I'm the one that's on the edge.
Okay. Okay, you're on the edge. What we need to do, just keep focusing. Just keep focusing. We're going to ground you in a couple minutes here. You haven't been grounded in quite some time. Good. You should be able to feel your energy in your eyes. You should be able to see right in front of you. Can you see your eyes very clearly now in front of you? They should be able to. You should not have any confusion in your mind right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. You're looking straight forward?
Yeah.
Have you been able to look straight forward and just be balanced? How does it feel to be balanced again?
It feels good.
Good, good. What you need to do is just 5 minutes a day is sit down, I breathe in the breath of God, and allow that to go through you. Now your chakras, I'm waiting for the first chakra to open up. There we go. You feel tingling down there in your groin area. You should be able to feel that now. You'll probably be able to feel it more in your tailbone. Can you feel the tingling?
A little in the tailbone.
Good. As you're opening up and things are clearing out there, that's the way that the first chakra is the hardest chakra to open. And that's grounding. Now you just should feel the energy flowing down strongly through your legs. Can you feel that?
I feel it in my leg.
Good, good. Allow yourself, I breathe in the breath of God, just breathe in the breath.
I breathe in the breath of God.
That's it. Now you're really unwinding now. I suspect you can feel that. You're really calming down. That energy is being taken out of you and cleared. Good. You're starting to open up all around you. That's wonderful. How do you feel now?
I feel good.
Good. You just need to relax a little while.
Okay.
God is sending you an awful lot of energy. Hang with me a minute longer. I breathe in the breath of God, please.
I breathe in the breath of God.
That's it. Good. How does that feel going through your head and your feet and your hands?
It feels good.
Good. Good. What I do for people is I initiate that breath, and then afterwards you can just take that in all by yourself. That'll really, really help you.
Okay.
How do you feel now? Do you feel a lot more rested? You should feel a lot more rested.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel more balanced? You should feel very balanced.
Yeah.
Okay. How does that feel, Lyle?
It feels good.
Good, buddy. God bless you, and thank you so much for calling.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Anyhow, what we need to do is, it's wonderful when people can call in and they leave balanced. It's so important. We were talking about living compassionately, and I think it's so important to do. Some of you guys, I know a lot of you are married. What we need to do is to live compassionately with our mates, with our wives, our husbands. Try to understand what they're saying. Try to understand what they're saying to you. Sometimes you have to read between the lines. Ask them if there's something we can do to help them. Find out what's bothering them. Find out what's bothering you. Just sit down and talk to each other. And open up. Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Got time for one more?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Can I help you?
Yes, I want to see if you could help me get balanced. I have an inflammation problem.
Okay, could you do me a favor?
Sure.
What is your name?
Jean.
June?
Jean.
Jean?
Yes.
Okay. Jean, are you on a cell phone or something?
No, I'm on a regular phone. Let me see if I can fix this here.
Thank you. Hello? Hey. Well, we're waiting to hear from Jean. Jean hung up on herself by accident, and hopefully she'll call back the phone. I couldn't understand her, so please forgive me for asking her to lower the phone down, but we need to be able to be very clear and concise. Hello?
Hi. Does this sound better?
Oh, much better.
Okay.
Okay. What can I do for you, Jean?
I just have a problem with inflammation.
Where's the inflammation, honey?
It travels. They say I have lupus.
Okay. And so it's traveling around the body, basically.
Yes.
Okay. What we're doing right now, you should be able to feel energy opening up right below your central tendon or your diaphragm. Can you feel that energy opening up through your body? Can you feel it going through your head already?
Yes.
Good, honey. Good. Let's just clear that out. You should be able to feel that going through your feet now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. I see your DNA above your head right now. Coming out of your heart, what I'm doing is clearing the DNA. Seeing the whole strand. Good, that's going back into your body as we speak. Okay, you should feel a lot stronger right now. Can you feel that?
Yes. Well, it makes me feel sleepy.
Well, that's okay. You need to rest. You've been going at 1,000 miles an hour.
Take a picture of you cooking.
Yes, I have.
Yes, I know you have, dear. Okay, what we need to do is, are you sitting down?
No, I'm standing up.
Oh, please sit down, honey.
Okay. Okay, I'm
sitting. Are you sitting? Good, honey. Just relax. Let everything go. That's it. Let your mind soar, honey. Let it all go. Think compassionately within yourself. That's it. Compassion can heal everything. That's it. How does that energy feel going through your system now?
Good.
Good, honey. You feel your fingers tingling and your hands tingling?
Yes, I do.
Good. Have you been very tired?
Yes, I have. I've been getting a lot of sleep, but I've still been tired.
Okay. That's going to change in the next 50 seconds. You should be able to feel a lot of tingling through your body now.
Yes, I do.
Good, honey. Good. You're clearing instantaneously. It really, really feels good. You should feel a lot clearer in your mind. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. Okay, you're starting to ground. You've been ungrounded for a long time. What we need to do is to clear your mind from all the brain chatter. You know what brain chatter is?
No.
Brain chatter is when you're thinking about 50,000 things at one time.
Yes, I do that.
Yes, you do. So what we're doing is clearing your mind right now. I need you to let everything go. Please let everything go. That's it. Just let your mind soar. Let it be centered and soar. Just soar with the eagles. That's it. Now your mind is clearing out. Can you feel your mind clearing?
Yes.
Good, honey. You feel yourself getting in touch more with your gut right now? Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. Okay. Would you do me a favor?
Yes.
Would you say, I breathe in the breath of God, please?
I breathe in the presence of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
That's it. boy, are you becoming centered and stronger. I can feel that all the way over the phone. I don't know. If anybody's very sensitive to energy, which they are, they should be able to feel you getting stronger and stronger right over the phone. I breathe in the breath of God. How does that feel, dear?
Much, much better.
You feel yourself a lot clearer?
Yes, I do.
Would you get up and walk around and see how that feels now?
Okay. Yes, I feel much better.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's great to hear that people are really, really feeling a lot better. Meditation. What I would suggest, people that can meditate, please do. Please try to meditate as much as you can throughout the day, even if it's 5 minutes. And use different things than what you've been using. Try to use different things. Try to make things a little bit better. Try to think about compassion. Try to think about love. Try to think about people that need your love. Basically, when you need love, your friends need love. I found that out to be true. I've made contact with myself many, many times. I've worked with a lot of my clients, and I love all my clients. My clients are so wonderful. They've been with me for 15 years, ever since I began, and they've grown so much, and it's so wonderful to see that all of them, every one of them, is grown, and they feel so balanced, poised, and it's just absolutely wonderful knowing that they're doing so well. And hello.
Yeah. Yes, hello. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
I'm calling in to request a healing from my son. His name is John Michael.
Yes,
he's
John
seven
Michael.
And a half year, 7.5 years old.
Oh, God bless him.
He's got a developmental delay.
Okay.
He's a little blonde, little boy.
Blonde? B-L-O-N-D?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big brown eyes.
Okay. Is he right there?
No, he's not with me. He's in the park.
Okay, good. He's having fun then.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to pass the energy through you to him.
Okay.
When he comes home, if you want to call me back personally, you've got my phone number at home?
Yeah, I don't know it.
Okay. 585-461-3319. I'm going out to dinner right afterwards, but please call me and leave a message, or you can speak to me. I should be home around. I'm going to be on the Dr. Fred Bell show tonight around 10 o'clock, so I got to be home probably around 9:30.
Gotcha.
Okay, you should be able to feel that energy going down to your lower back and through your feet. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Can you feel the energy being refocused in your mind?
Yes.
Good. Good. Can you feel yourself being grounded?
Yes.
Very good. You're opening up to all that is right now. You should be able to feel that very, very clearly in your mind.
Yes.
How does that feel to you?
Wonderful.
Good. Okay. He's a happy little boy.
Yeah, he is.
See, he's a very smiley young man.
Yes.
I can feel his love all the way here.
Aw.
Can you feel that all the way through you?
Yes.
Good, honey. What is your name? I'm sorry.
Kim.
Kim?
Yeah, Kim.
Okay, Kim. You can feel the energy getting bigger in your head and through your body?
Yes.
Good. You feel yourself opening up a lot more?
Yes.
Do you feel clearer in your mind?
Yes.
So does he.
Thank you so much, Steve. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Call me and let me know how he is.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Anyhow, if you're meditating, please use compassion and loving kindness. I know we've talked about that all evening, and I don't mean to bore you with it. I hope that I'm not. But it is the stuff of life. It is what God wants us to do, is to be compassionate with ourselves. When we get compassionate with ourselves, we are compassionate with everybody around us. Love is to be found and used with the utmost respect for ourselves and for others. So please try to understand that what I'm saying to you is that I'm no better than anybody else. We're all the same. And we need to find love within our own hearts, with our own bodies, with our own minds, and just let it be ever fulfilling, every moment of your life. Let it fill everything that's in your mind, in your blood, in your arteries, in your heart. Allow everything to flow simply through your body. Don't make it complicated. God did not want us to make this complicated. We have to live more simply. We have to live with understanding of ourselves. And when we start understanding ourselves, we can understand everything and the universe and everybody on the planet. Everybody wants loving kindness. Everybody doesn't want war. We want peace. We want peace in our minds. We want peace all through us. And most of all, we want peace for the president. He's going to need as much as he can get to try to end this war. So I hope that we can pass him. I know that a lot of us are very angry with him, but I think that rather than angry, we need to pass him love and light. I didn't vote for him, but we need to pass him a lot of love and light. So hopefully we can end this war and live peacefully with everybody around us. I send the president a lot of love and light, and hopefully that'll help him too, and help me and help everybody else. If you want, please don't hesitate to call me at home or on my cell phone. Cell phone is 585-746-8321. I think that we need more love and more profound understanding of who we are. And when we find out who we are, then we find out more about ourselves, more about our neighbors, more about our loved ones. And I think it's so important to live that life, to understand who we are, to understand what we can do to help each other. The way to healing is to understand who we are. We have to understand that everything we do matters. Everything we say, God listens to. I can tell you a story. It's really amazing. I was praying and meditating with sages and holy men, and when they had left the room, I went up to the Torah and bowed to the Torah, and I felt this voice come down to me and say, "You don't bow to the Torah, you bow to me." And at that particular point, I knew that God listened to everything I said and everything I do. So please understand that he does understand and he listens to everything we do. So please understand that he hears always. She hears always. It's very important for us to understand that whatever we do, it matters to the universe. Whatever we say matters to the universe. Please take care of yourselves. This is Steve Barish from www.bbsradio.com. And I would like to say thank you to Dr. Valerie Olmsted, and to Dr. Fred Bell, and to my friend in Hawaii that healed me. And thank you so much, everybody, and God bless you, and I'll see you next Saturday, God willing, at 6 o'clock. Take care. Bye-bye.